Certainly, we are very thankful for this time. We're thankful for the Lord waking us up this morning, started us on our way. He could have left us laying there, but he touched all of us with a finger of love. He didn't wake us up just to walk around here and just take life at ease. But he woke us up to enjoy and to experience this great salvation. I thank God for that song my brother just sung. It's something we know. He said, I know that he will carry me. Amen. And we know that he will carry you. Praise God. Sometimes we don't even get a little weak. Amen. We might can't. Don't even feel like walking. Don't feel like moving. But we got this big God that will carry us. Amen. Ain't that a wonderful thing? We thank the Lord for his greatness. Praise God. I do appreciate this wonderful singing this morning. Special songs, and amen. You know that helps the ministry, amen. When you sing and sing to the glory of God, amen. Not singing just to show off, but we singing to the glory of God, amen. Some folks feel like, hey, I just can sing. I got the talent, so I'm gonna go show what I can do. The Lord, get nothing out of that. Amen. We want to show what God can do. Sing in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Live in the spirit. And be in the spirit. Praise God. That's not my preaching topic this morning, but I thought the Lord led me to say that. We need your prayers because we cannot do anything without God. He gives the preaching gear. I am just a spokesman. Amen. And listen to the voice of the Lord. Praying the sermons down from on high. Sometimes people ask me through the week, Brother Jerry, what you going to preach on Sunday? I don't know. I cannot put my preaching topic on the sign during the week where folks know what I will preach on Sunday because I don't know. And sometimes I don't know until I stand behind the pulpit. I be thinking I got a message and I have something, you know, wrote down when I get there, but the Lord totally changed it. Amen. And he have his way. And that's why we have to let the Lord be our leader, and we have to let the Lord be our God. Amen. We worship in spirit and in truth. Praise God. We don't have no program. It's whatever the Lord have us to say. I remember one time I got invited to a sectarian church. One of my friends was a pastor, and he asked me, would I come and minister? I said, yes, amen, Lord. We'll pray about it and seek the Lord. If he say yes, I'll be there. He said, but you got 15 minutes to preach. I said, well, let me say this. I am led by the Spirit. Amen. I can't say that I'm going to stop in 15 minutes. I said, so it sounds like you might need to get another minister. Amen. Because I'm going to preach until the Lord turned me off. How many know he allow us all as ministers, he know how to turn that sermon on. Then he know how to turn it off. He know how to shut it down. And we as ministers, we need to be reminded to know that. Sometimes He turned us off and we still doing our thing. But we need to know how to preach under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit is blessing. And when the Spirit gets finished with us, we want to be finished. Praise the Lord. I didn't know I was going to say all of that. So that's not Brother Jerry. That's the Spirit of the Lord. But I got a topic, preaching topic this morning that I want to elaborate on. And it is coming from, let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And we want to read that 58th verse of 1 Corinthians 15, 58. It said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And if I would have a preaching topic, it would be ye steadfast and unmovable. Amen. And that's the way we should be as Christians. There are things that gonna come and try to push us. Things gonna try to come and try to shove us. Things are gonna come and try to stop us. Things are gonna come to try to, amen, allow us not to do God's will. But we got to be on fire for God. Amen. We sing a song with Sister McDonald. Amen. Yes, she's from my congregation in Durham. And there's a song she loved to sing, and it said, I will not let anything hinder me. Amen. Praise God. Things gonna confront you. Things gonna happen. Amen. Problem will arise. Trouble on every side. But when we got our minds on the Lord, when we focusing on Jesus, amen, we ain't gonna let nothing here hinder us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I do believe sometimes hindrances come from when we begin to take our eyes off of Jesus and we begin to gaze other things, looking over here to the left and looking over here to the right, and looking, trying to see all the happenings. But I want to tell you, that's not good. We want to keep our eyes on the Lord. Praise God. So many people sometimes, they say, "Brother Jerry, do you see this? Brother Jerry, do you see that over there? Do you see this happen?" No, I didn't see it because my eyes are on the Lord. Amen. I can't sit and look and see everything of my surroundings because that ain't important. Sometimes that'll take and leak your salvation, praise God. See, the devil don't want you, amen, to be focused on the word of the Lord. Amen. The devil don't want you to be focused on Jesus. That's what happened to Peter. Amen. He took his eyes off of Jesus. He was doing pretty good walking on the water, praise God. But the Bible said he began to sink because what happened, he started looking at other things, distractions and his surroundings, praise God. Amen. I want to see us all here, amen, next year, amen, on fire for God. But that's why we need to walk in steadfastness. That's why we need to not be slothful in the God's business. Amen. I know old Satan, he don't want nobody to attain the crown. He don't want nobody to make it. Amen. But you must let him know, you might as well move out of my way, because I'm going to go on in the name of Jesus. Amen. Get out of my way, Satan. Praise God. Rebuke him in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebuke him and tell him to flee. I don't know about you, But back in my early days, I used to tell them, say, get thee behind me, Satan. I don't like to say that. Amen. Because I don't want him behind me. Amen. Because I got to keep looking back at him and seeing what he's doing. How can I look back at him and stay focused on the Lord? Amen. But you know what I tell him? I say, get thee hence, Satan. Go about your business. And I still ain't going to tell you to go in the Santee River. But get out of here. Go hide. Go somewhere. Go down the road. In the name of Jesus. He's not your friend. He's a deceiver. I don't like him. I know we're supposed to have love, but I don't love the devil. Hello in here. To God be the glory. I love Jesus. Praise God. So we need to kick him to the curb in the name of Jesus. Let Satan know that you ain't going on his side. You're not going to give up. You ain't going to throw the towel in. But you're going to go on in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. When I think about going on, I think about this song, number 223. And this is a strong determination. And I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, we must go right on. And we must mean what we're doing. Let's turn to 223. I mean to go right on. And listen to these words. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeater shall not know, for God will give me victory if onward I shall go. I'm going on. Going on till the final triumphs. I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm going on till the final triumph. I'm going on. Should opposition come? Should, yes, it's going to come. Foe gonna stroke your way. Cushion, fire be lit as in the ancient day. But listen, with Jesus, my side, his peace, then my soul, no matter. Battle's hot, mean the wind to go. I'm going on. I'm going on. Final triumphs. I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm going on to the final triumphs. I'm going on. I see your shiny crown. Do you see it? Waiting over there. Without a vision, the people will perish. And death with beauty red, shall that intervene? Deprive me of my name. On I go until I reach city of delight. I'm going on. I'm going on. Final triumphs. I'm going. I'm going on to find the triumphs. I'm going. Then forward let us go, our hearts with love aflame, our snowy banner, mama, fly with Jesus' name. Yes. Evil must flee. Heaven's open gates invite me. Praise the Lord. In the glory way, I'm going, going on. I'm going, going on to find a triumph. I'm going on. I'm going, going on. I'm going, going on to the final triumph. I'm going on. I'm here to tell you right now, in the fear of the Lord, if you don't mean to go right on, you ain't going nowhere. We got to mean what we're doing. We got to be encouraged with our head lifted up, knowing that God going to help us every step of the way. How many know he ain't going to leave us, not forsake us? He will be with us. We have no worries. Praise God. Someone said, I'm going. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith. On life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. For God will give me the victory if onward I shall go. Should opposition come? Yes. Things are coming to oppose us. Things are coming to try to stop us. Things are coming to try to hinder us. But we got to go right on. Should opposition come and foe struck my way? Should persecution and fire be lit as in the ancient day? But with Jesus, I said, with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul. No matter if the battle's hot, I mean to go right on. Amen. Nothing going to stop us. Nothing going to move us. Nothing going to separate us from the love of the Lord. Because our mind is on our soul. The Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Yes. Amen. A lot of time we allow our minds to sometimes run in other places and run over here and run over there. Praise God. But we got to, as the word said, gird up the loins of our minds. Meaning, pull those minds in. Don't just let the minds run. Amen. Over here and over there. Praise God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Husband and wife, I have heard some trying. Amen. The wife say they went to bed. They both was in bed. Amen. At night, they all went to bed. Woke up the morning, the husband is gone. Come on, somebody. See, something got in that man's mind. His mind began to run in other places and other households. But you got to keep your mind on your family and on your wife and on your, amen, things that God is hold you responsible for. So we got to watch that spirit, because that spirit, he don't care, amen, the spirit of the devil, he don't care if you saved or sanctified, and amen, you've been saved for 75 years, and amen, and you just been on fire, and it doesn't matter with him. He'll come to you. He'll come to me. He'll come to us all. That's why we need to be equipped with the power of God. What did Ephesians say? Put on the whole, not part dress. Amen. Not the everything but the sword. You got the helmet on. Your feet shod with the preparation of God's peace. You got the sword of the Spirit. Amen. But you ain't got the helmet of salvation. You're missing some armors. You got to have the whole armor on. The entire uniform. The entire dress. Amen. Anybody, do we have any veterans in here? Raise your hand. Amen. But I want to say this. I was never a veteran, but my dad was. And he talked to us about veteran stories and things. But I do know this. He was a sergeant. And what he said, everybody was in uniform. Everybody was dressed. Everybody, when they present themselves, they's all standing tall and straight. Praise God. And if you get a level and go across those army boots of all those soldiers from one end to the other, it would be level, toe to toe. Amen. and praise God. And they was had one target in mind. Whatever that enemy was, that's who they was going to attack. It won't nobody draw them back. He said, saying, well, you know, I don't think I want to go. I'm going to sit over here under the oak tree. Amen. No, you're gonna be a part of them, or you're going to be put into a hole. Amen. And that hole ain't like a hole that you just dig and happen to stumble. But that's a place where they put you in a room. It's dark. Amen. And a lot of your privilege is taken away. Praise God. And that's kind of in the same concept. When we serving the Lord, we got to be all of one accord. We all got to be in unity. Unity mean what? Unity mean that we all speak the same thing. Amen. We all got the common goal. We all, doing what the Lord is pleased with. The Lord is our commander, chief and commander. Amen. And we got to follow him. We can't get too knowledgeable or too much sense where we feel that we know now, Lord, I got it now. You know how we get sometimes, you sort of learn a few, two or three scriptures. You feel like now you can preach now. I know the word. Praise God. Amen. That's just the beginning. Amen. Come on, somebody. Praise God. We're going to have the Lord all the way, church. Amen. And we need to just beckon him to come. Lord, come into my life. Come into my soul. Lead me. Guide me. How many know he's a mighty good leader? Amen. And I thank the Lord for his leadership. He's been leading me. Amen. I've been in it, beginning in my life, I was saved, and I get out unsaved, and in and out the church. But I tell you, when I was 16 years of age, the Lord came into my heart. And I thank the Lord that I haven't left him. Ain't God good? I am 65 years young. Somebody around here was calling me old. I said, hold on. Amen. I'm not old. I'm a young man. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. And he have never lost a battle. Amen. He ain't never forsook me. He's always there. That's a pretty picture, isn't it? But one thing about it, I'm not going to say that every day was always Sunday. I'm not going to say that, amen, I didn't have some blunders. And I will not say, amen, I stumble sometimes. But I get up and brush off and start again. Don't you throw the towel in and say, I'm just going to quit. How many know a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit? We are on the winning side. We got the winning ticket. Amen. Praise God. We not a failure. God is on our side. Sometimes I tell folks back at home, I said, you know, we need to learn how to do like the police. While he directing traffic, he have a whistle sometimes. That means stop. And then, you know, sometimes some of folks are still be rolling up a little more. He said, stop. Mean stop, no more rolling. You don't want no accident. Now you come on. Look at God. I want to say we can apply that right with Christianity and living a holy life. We got to tell the devil, stop. Whoa. Don't go no further. Go about your business. Then we look over here on Jesus' side. Come on, Lord. You come on in. You come and dwell in me. You come and reign in me. You come and make me a new creature. Because the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Come on in, Lord. How many know you can't even walk unless he hold your hand? You can't even talk unless he give you the energy and the power and the spirit. Praise God. We need him every step of the way. Amen. And I want to let you know we all running this race. And we don't want to run this race in vain. Praise God. Amen. Storms are coming. I'm not talking about the hurricanes, amen, and the tornadoes, but I'm talking about the storms of life. Amen. If you ain't having any storms, you need to, amen, check yourself. See you alive and well. Because I'm here to tell you we all going to have some storms. Amen. Trouble on every side. But God is still there. But long you got the Lord, we know he'll work it out. Problems will arise. But I'm here to tell you to hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Praise God. I want to go here to the scripture. Praise God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. Amen. The 9th chapter here. 1 Corinthians. Amen. The 9th chapter. And we want to read here. I want to let you know we all in this race. We in this race, this spiritual race. Amen. And we don't have no time to be slow poking around. Amen. In this race, we don't have time to be just casually walking and doing. Amen. We need to be swift. We need to be excited. We need to be walking with our heads up, knowing that God got everything in control. Praise God. You don't have to be wearied in well doing, and you don't have to be troubled. I'm so glad that he reminded his disciples there. Amen. He told his disciples, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. But I'm gone, hallelujah. I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if he goes to prepare a place for us, he said he will come again and receive us unto himself. Amen. So don't let nothing, amen, fall short of that. Don't let nothing discourage you. Don't let nothing stop you, because we want to be in the Father's house. Praise God. Amen. When you get to the Father's house, amen, it's no more wants. It's no more troubles. Amen. Every day is Sunday. Somebody say, you know what? When I get there, I want to see grandma. I want to see my favorite aunt. Amen. But I want to tell you, I love mom and I love dad. But you know who I want to see is Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hey, ain't God good? When I see Jesus, then I know I'm in the right place. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. So I want to see his face. Amen. And I know I'm at the right location. Praise God. Amen. So if we keep toiling, if we keep moving on, if we keep in this race, amen, we in this gospel race, and we ain't just running just to be running. We ain't just doing just, amen, running casually, but we'll want to run to win. Amen. Praise God. I used to run track. And it's a technique in running if you're going to get to the finishing line. Amen. Sometimes folks will go and give it all they got. Just, starting off, giving all you got. And then prior to the finish line, you're going to be, done fill out the race. Amen. But you have to, you know, start off at a decent pace. Amen. You just want to be running. Amen. And steady pace. And then when you get close or to that finish line, you pop that thing in that fourth gear. And man, you give it all you got. And guess what? You'll win the race. Amen. Praise God. So let's read here. 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 24 to 27.
Know ye not?
That's it. Know ye not
that they which run in a race,
that they that run a race,
run all.
Everybody run.
But one receiveth the prize.
But look out, but one gonna receive the prize.
But run that you may obtain.
Thank the Lord. Run that you may attain. When you really want to attain something, you giving it all your might. Amen. Because I want to be a winner. Amen. How many want to be a winner in here? Amen. I want to be on the winning team. Come on, somebody. I used to play football. And I wanted my team to win. So I gave it all I had. Amen. I want to win with Jesus. So I give him all I got. Amen. All my might. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you ain't got no more wind in you. But go right on anyhow. Praise the Lord. Ain't the Lord good in here? Read on, brother. Yes, sir.
And every man that striveth for the master.
And every man that striveth for the master.
Is temperate in all things.
Is temperate in all things.
Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown.
See, they do it to attain a corruptible crown.
But we an incorruptible.
Come on. We are trying to attain that incorruptible crown. A crown that will never fade. That crown will never, amen, go away. Amen. It lasts forever. Hallelujah. Read.
I therefore so run.
Now here's good instructions.
Not as uncertainly.
Yes.
So fight I.
Yes.
Not as one that beateth the air.
Come on.
But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. That 26th verse said, I therefore so run. Not as uncertainly, so fight. I not as one that beat the air. We don't want to just run just to be running and not really got a mind to win. Amen. We want to win. I just asked how many winners. We got some winners in here. Guess what? We all are winners when we're following God's will. Amen. Some in here might don't know Jesus, but I'm here to tell you this morning you can be a winner. Amen. Only thing you got to do is just come out here and bow on your knees, and the Lord can meet you there. Praise God. Amen. Back in November of 1976, I bowed on my knees, and I asked God to forgive me. I wasn't a really bad boy, but I was a sinner. I'm going to give you a little background of Brother Jerry. I was stayed in the home after I got out of school and went to college. I didn't leave. I stayed home. You know how some people get grown, man. By the time they get 18, I'm gone. But I stayed there with my parents. Growing up, I never smoked. I never drink. But I still won't save. But if you live in my parents' house, you're gonna be like you say. Every Sunday, you're going to church, if you want to or not. Amen. Back in the day, my friends, they can say, you know, next Sunday, man, we're going to the beach And after you leave the beach, you're going to the mountains. We just, oh, yeah. I said, well, I will be in church. Amen. Amen. I know years in advance, if it's Sunday, I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in church. And back then, I used to think, oh, man, that ain't right. Huh. I don't want to go to church every Sunday and every Sunday afternoon and every Wednesday and every Friday and then cleaning up on Saturday. I'm in church about a whole week. I used to tell my mom, I said, don't take all of that, Mom. I don't have no time to hang with my friends. But I used to thought it was a terrible thing. But you know what? I'm so glad that that took place, because I might would not be here preaching to you all. Amen. So that was a good thing, and I thank God for that. Praise God. But in my life, I never drink, never smoke, stay home every night. But I won't save. I had my shortcomings, and sometimes Mama didn't even know about it. Because when she talk about Brother Jerry, my son, she brag about her son, but she really didn't know about her son, because her son did some things that she didn't know about. Hello in here. Amen. But that year, 1976 of November, I gave all of that to the Lord. I got delivered from all of my sins. Amen. And when I was in high school, I was always like to talk. As you can know. And I always been humorous, not because I want to. It's just a natural thing. I had teachers and friends, they said, and when I got out of school, they said, I think you missed your calling. You don't need to be a preacher. You need to be a comedian. I said, no, I don't. I doing just what I want to do. Amen. My church congregation, you out here, sometimes I say some things and you laugh. And that's a good thing. Nothing wrong about laughter. Amen. Be happy. Amen. You don't have to walk around here like a pound of bricks is on your head. Amen. Smile. You might don't have 32 in there, but amen. How many you got left? Just let us see that. Amen. How many know statistics says it takes 80 muscles to frown and 10 muscles to smile? Why are you using those extra 70 muscles to have your face all tore up? And then we supposed to make this way attractive. And we're supposed to make this way where folks wants to come and be a part of this. And we kind of like Sister Molly said, amen, that dog is looking so terrible, like he's going to tear you up. Who want to go to that dog? But I'm so glad, Sister Molly, somebody in that dream said, praise the Lord. Amen. That's what we need to do more of, is praise the Lord. Let everybody praise the Lord. Amen. He's good. He woke you up. He started you on your way. Praise God. What do we sad? And amen. The world is like that. The world is sad. Amen. And mad. You stop to a traffic light. Before the light can turn green, they blow them. And then after they blow, then they'll pass you. They'll look at you and say, and then give you the bird. And y'all know what the bird is, right? I'm not going to even try to demonstrate that. But you know what I do? I smile. And now I'm ahead. You ain't going to disturb my peace. Hello in here. I'm a child of God. Amen. That's what's wrong with the world. They're rushing here and there. And they're rushing themselves in eternity. Take time and live holy. Take time and be nice. Take time, amen, and be a child of God. So when he come back, we can go back with him. Amen. And I want to say something else too. You see pastors and preachers, it's nothing to cry out and say, amen. Sometimes we just sit and look like we're watching TV. And if people couldn't see us on the video, they wouldn't think about maybe about 15 to 20 people here. Yeah, they wouldn't know all these numbers of people in this place. So I want to tell you from my heart, we need to start praising God more. Preachers, preaching, praise the Lord. Amen, brothers. That's right. But you just look. Do you do that when you go to fun places? Or you go to different things? You just sit and look. Man, we need to be so excited here. We need to be up praising God, jumping for joy, running for Jesus. Hello. Amen. This is the word. Praise God. So may God help us. May God help us to glorify him. We come in and testify and say what God have done. I can't hardly stay in my seat. Oh, you know, the Lord healed me. The Lord came and did this. The Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Have you ever did something for someone, you gave them something, you did a favor to them, and they never say thank you? Just like you owe it to them, you know? You know, that kind of bothers me. I say, look like they at least say thank you. You know? I know, Mama, you know, you supposed to give. So that's the same way the Lord feels. He, all praise is due to him. He said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. He wants you to thank him. He wants you to thank him out loud. He wants you to glorify him. Amen. Quit being looking all down, out. Look to Jesus. Is that right? Amen. I don't want to make sure I'm telling it right, because I don't want these big preachers over here to sit me down. Amen. Amen. Brother Carl over here. He's looking. Praise God. He said it's right. Been knowing Brother Carl for years. He was one of the older pioneer brothers. Amen. We in this, and I done got pretty old now. Older. Not old. But older. Amen. But may God help us here. I like that. So may the Lord help us. All right. So let us run. Run excited. Run knowing you're going to win. You don't run and just think, I don't think I'm going to make it. You always telling yourself, I don't know. You already defeated before you started. You ain't going to last. Same thing with salvation. When you get down here to be saved, hit the rock. And the rock is Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own. I got to call on the Lord. So that's why I want to run this race and not run it in vain. Praise God. Read on, my brother. Oh, you got to. Thank you. That's fine. All right. Good job. All right, then. Amen. Now, let's go here to Ephesians. Get me Ephesians. Ephesians, the fourth chapter and the 14 verses. Amen. Praise God.
What Ephesians 4:14?
Yes, sir.
That we henceforth be no more children.
Be no more children.
Tossed to and fro.
Tossed to and fro.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Carried about with every wind of doctrine.
By the sleight of man.
By the sleight of men.
And cunning craftiness.
And cunning craftiness.
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Amen. Lie in wait to deceive. Let's not be no more tossed as children to and fro. Amen. Let's allow that shoutiness experience go in the Santee River or some river. Shoutiness, let's get a root. Let's dig deep for God in our relationship. Amen. We sometimes, if somebody say something over here, you listen, you jumping over there. That sound pretty good, huh? Amen. And then somebody say something here on this side. Oh, yeah, you know that is right. No, you got to stand for something or fall for nothing. Amen. Quit tossing to and fro. get a backbone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, I want to say this just in this meeting, just in this meeting, there was a little boy came to me yesterday in the dining hall. He said, Brother Jerry, I said, yes. Do you know how many times you said amen? I said, no. He said, I counted your amens, and you said it 145 times. I said, well, glory. I said, if you start saying it more, then I can kind of slack off on mine. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in here. Amen. And you might be wondering why I say amen, because I don't hear it from you. Green Bank, West Virginia, happened the same thing. A young lady came to me. And I don't know how these young people just love to count amen, but they loves it, amen. But anyway, they came to me. They said, Brother Jerry, I forgot how many, but it was over 100. I said, and I told her the same thing. I said, how many times you was counting, but how many times you said amen? I didn't say amen. I said, guess what? Start saying amen. Amen. May God bless the word of the Lord, and may God bless us being up and doing in his will. And don't let nothing stop us from this gospel race. Amen. The song said, you cannot make me doubt him because I know too much about him. Amen. So let's keep that attitude during the duration of this service here in Monarch, amen, as we leave and depart and go to our various homes, amen, let's keep that fire going, amen, let's keep that mind to keep going on, don't quit, amen, keep folks on Jesus, praise God. Now, in order to focus on Jesus, you're going to have to lose focus on a lot of these other stuff, amen, sometime, amen, and I just want to, the Spirit just came to me then, social media. We got to be careful. I ain't going to tell nobody, don't look up, but I'm going to tell you, limit yourself. Sometimes my grandchildren, I call them, they don't hear the phone ringing. Amen. They say, oh, I said, put the phones down. Amen. Pull out the Bibles. Come on, somebody. Let's see what the words say. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.